Here are your latest Man City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with news with Ilkay Gundogan, and he has been speaking about his future. He admits he could play out his career at the Premier League club. Gundogan is currently enjoying some of the best form of his career and credits his progress to the environment and atmosphere that City have managed to create. The German international's contract runs until 2023, having previously discussed the prospects of return to the Bundesliga or even testing himself in Turkey. Gundogan now sees himself playing out his days in a sky blue City shirt. He told Sky Deutschland, "I must say that I can imagine it happening, the way they work here, not only athletically, but also in the areas around it. It's something that I've never seen before in my career. I feel the club is more than just football in itself, and it's just a nice feeling to be part of this family. During my career, I've had phases where I previously played just well. The way I played football has been added to this season with the goals. The numbers are better. That is why it stands out even more right now." He's helped City sit top of the Premier League table, 7 points clear, with the game in hand on second place Manchester United. Into other news, Man City are in talks over a landmark study into football's relationship with heading that could see players trial a mouth guard to measure the impact on their brains. The Prototech gum shield can provide live data on head trauma suffered during training and matches. It is already in use at rugby clubs in the Premiership, boxing and mixed martial arts. Reports of Sports Mail suggest that City are willing to incorporate it into their hierarchy. Into other news with the Premier League side, they're looking to get a record in midweek as they look for a straight 10th win of 2021, looking for a Premier League record as they try and get past the Everton outfit. City can become the first team to win their opening 10 Premier League matches in a calendar year, breaking the record of 9 set by Manchester United in 2009. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.